In the spring of that year, an epidemic of rabies broke out in Ether County, Georgia. The disease was carried principally by foxes and was reported first by farmers who, in the months of April and May, shot more than 70 of the animals. The heads were removed, wrapped in plastic, and sent to the State Health Department in Atlanta, where 11 were found to be rabid. Two residents of an outlying area of Cotton Point called Damp Bottoms were reportedly bitten. One of them, an old man known only as Woodrow, was found lying under his house a day later, dead. The other was a 14-year-old girl named Rosie Sayers, who was bothered by nightmares. Rosie Sayers was tall and delicately boned. She was afraid of things she could not see and would not leave the house unless she was forced. She lived in a flat-roofed house with her mother and her brothers and sisters. The brothers and sisters slept through Rosie's screams in the night. It was part of things, like the whistling in her youngest brother's breathing. But her mother's visitors, unaccustomed to the girl's affliction, would sometimes bolt up in bed at the noise, and sometimes they would stumble into their pants in the dark and leave. On the day she was bitten by the fox, Rosie Sayers had been sent into town to buy a box of .22-caliber shells from Mr. Trout. Her mother had a visitor that week who was a sportsman. Mr. Trout kept a store on North Main Street. There was a string on the door that tripped the bell when anyone walked in. Colored people stopped just inside the door and waited for him. White people picked out what they wanted for themselves. There was one light inside, a bare...